Hello, welcome back to the podcast Health Through Mental Health, El Infierno de la Salud Mental. This is episode 24, on my way to my own experience with an ancestral ceremony and medicine. Well, for many years, I've been convinced that my mental health problems were tied in one way or another to traumas of birth, youth, adulthood, and I thought that this had determined my life for the last 30 or 40 years. My behavior, actions, attitudes, and personal and professional development in general had been affected by something that happened during these times. I'm still certain that some events during those times of my life have had a strong impact on my mental health. And well, I have tried multiple options to deal with depression, insomnia, anxiety, stress. And among those options, I had used different antidepressants, antipsychotics, and ketamine treatment. But I really couldn't find the way out or something that really made me feel well. I had lived in a totally passive state in which antidepressants hid the true origin of my situation. They didn't cure it, never. They were just hiding what was really going on with me. And I know now that those antidepressants were never going to cure my conditions, my mental conditions. And again, that's what I realize now after so many years. The last fiasco was the ketamine treatment, which may have helped me a little bit. But I think it was given and supervised by a psychiatrist who, to this day, I'm convinced was only interested in the economic aspect of the treatment. Again, to this day, I don't think he was really interested in my well-being. And after so many infusions, I realized that this wasn't working for me. He was always kind of stubborn, saying that I had to continue with the treatment. But after so many infusions and the reaction that I had to the treatment or the infusion last time, it was just something that made me realize that that this wasn't for me. But anyway, ketamine centers have recently grown as a miracle cure to treat depression and are advertised as spas for the mind. There is a lot of marketing right now for these centers that, again, are portrayed as a miracle cure for people with depression and other mental conditions. At one point, another one of my psychiatrists kept me for many years on treatment with risperidone, a drug that treats schizophrenia, which I didn't have. I didn't have schizophrenia, never had it. My problem was that at night, my brain couldn't find rest. And I continue to, quote unquote, talk to myself or remember conversations that I had during the day. So my mind, my brain was not resting. It was working constantly throughout the night, all night long. I didn't hear voices ordering me to do something, to do anything. I didn't see people who didn't exist. But it was a condition that my doctor thought that I had, that had to be treated with risperidone. This drug, in the long term, can have deadly consequences for those who take it for a long time, for many years. And I talked to him. I said, I don't want to keep taking risperidone because this can happen to me long term. He tried to convince me, saying that no, there is only a very small percentage of people who really have a long term side effects. You should keep taking it. And well, he didn't convince me. I didn't convince him otherwise. And he just didn't care and told me to keep taking the medication. And I decided not to take it anymore. I ignored what he was saying. And I found a more natural method to deal with this condition. I started taking fish oil, omega-3, which in the long term, I found out has the same results as risperidone. And well, it is a natural way to deal with this condition. So I started taking fish oil, omega-3, and I've been feeling well. Something else is that since June 2022, this year, I stopped taking antidepressants and started psilocybin microdose protocol. I talked to my psychiatrist in turn, the one that I have right now, or I used to have. I told him that I wanted to start to stop taking antidepressants little by little because I wanted to start psilocybin microdosing. And he said, oh, no. You have to keep taking the antidepressants because there is no strong research on psilocybin. I was like, well, what do you mean there is not enough research on psilocybin? There are very, very good universities with very good reputation, like University of Chicago, Stanford, Johns Hopkins, conducting research on psilocybin, and it's been proved that it works for many people. And there are many scientists vouching for psilocybin, and there are many articles and TV shows and documentaries. And he said, no, that does not a strong evidence that it can work for you. Well, I didn't want to engage in a discussion or argument with him. And I said, okay. I just stopped taking it in June 2020. But it's not been easy. It's been really hard because my body reacted right away and demanded that I return to the medication. And my body was telling me, you cannot do this to me. You have to give me the medication. And I had headaches, stomach upsets, clogged ears, heaviness in the eyelids. I was feeling nervous all the time. I was feeling dizzy. And I was tired all the time. And I guess this is just a normal way for my body to react after more than 20 years of medication. My body didn't want to live without the antidepressants. And it was rebelling against me, telling me, I need this, you have to give me this. But I was stubborn and I keep not taking the antidepressants. And well, it's been 6 months. And now I am ready to take another step in search of my well-being, a ceremony with ancestral medicine. And I hope that after this experience, I will do my best to stay away from those antidepressants for good. It's been 6 months, and after this, the next step that I'm taking, I hope that you're going to stay away, whatever. Well, I decided to get to what I had always wanted since watching the the program 60 Minutes about psilocybin treatments. And after some time of research, reading, watching documentaries, and reading interviews about this method of alleviating mental health conditions. So this is what I decided. I decided to embark on my way to my own experience in a ceremony with ancestral medicine. I discussed it with my family, and as always, I received other support to travel and find myself through this experience that I'm going to have. And well, this is it for today, for this episode, just to give you an update on what's been going on. I'm embarking again on my own way, on my to my experience with an ancestral ceremony and medicine. And please listen to the next episode, where I'm going to talk about this experience. Thank you very much for listening. Please share with everyone else who can, who are around you, friends, relatives, who may be interested in listening to these episodes. And thank you for spreading the word about mental health conditions and to create awareness about these issues and to destroy the stigma that we have in our societies about these conditions. Thank you very much and stay well.